In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Whether you are a sports fan or not, you have to concede that there's nothing like an unexpected comeback. In 1993, it appeared to be all over for the football team, the Buffalo Bills, down 32 points in the second half to the Houston Oilers in this playoff game. They astonished everyone and came back to win the game. In 2004, it appeared to be all over for the baseball team, the Boston Red Sox, and they overcame a 3-0 series deficit to defeat their despised rivals, the New York Yankees. In 1995, it appeared to be all over for the basketball team, the Indiana Pacers. And with only 18.7 seconds left, they scored 8 points to beat the New York Knicks in a playoff game. Now, whether you're a sports fan or not, you have to concede there is nothing like a comeback victory. I mean, nothing gives more joy, more excitement, more thrill than when your team, appearing to be down and out, rallies back and does the impossible and pulls out a dramatic comeback victory. Now, regardless of how many comeback stories there are, and there are some great ones in the world of sports, there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that compares to the greatest comeback in the history of the universe, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Put yourself in the shoes of the women on this Sunday morning. Remember the gospel reading? Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, they're now on their way to the Lord's grave. They've come to finish anointing the body of Jesus with spices, to finish giving him a decent burial. Put yourself in their shoes as they're wondering about who is going to roll away this large stone from the entrance of the tomb. Put yourself in their shoes then as they look up and they see that the stone has already been rolled away. What would you be thinking then if you walk into the tomb and then you see an angel sitting inside and then preaching to you saying, "You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He's not here. See the place where they laid him. You look. Jesus is not there." It starts to slowly sink in, very slowly though, that Jesus Christ may actually be raised from the dead, just like the angel said. And if it's true, it is the greatest comeback victory in the history of the universe. Do you remember how the women reacted to this unbelievable news? I mean, understandably, at first, seeing an angel had caused them to be afraid, and they still would have that fear. But do you know how else they reacted? St. Mark writes that astonishment had seized them. The emotions of excitement, some joy, started to fill their hearts. Slowly, yes, but surely. They're just beginning to be filled with joy. What about us? We know the whole story. Jesus rose from the dead. It is the greatest comeback victory in the history of the world. No doubt. Then why sometimes are our hearts, lifeless and defeated, even when pondering the victory, the resurrection of Jesus? Why are our hearts not filled with astonishment that Jesus rose from the dead? Martin Luther, in a sermon on Easter Sunday, said some pretty sobering words. He said this, quote, "If we would truly recognize what a great treasure it is, that is the resurrection of Jesus, our hearts would rejoice and leap for joy. But because we look for joy elsewhere, in money, goods, fame, pleasures, we're like the unbelievers. Namely, that when a specific sin surfaces and grabs us, it becomes greater in our eyes than 20 Christs." Martin Luther was onto something here. Could it be that our hearts are often defeated and lifeless regarding the resurrection of Jesus because our hearts are distracted by many things? Your heart, my heart. Money and goods. If I could just have a little more. More respect from people. If I could just get a little more praises and recognition for all that I do. Happiness. If I could just get a little more happiness, even if it gets in the way of Jesus and his word and others. Control and worry and anxiety. If I can just make things happen the way I think they're supposed to happen, if I could just get the results that I'm looking for. Could it be that our hearts are defeated and lifeless regarding the resurrection of Jesus because our hearts are distracted by many things? Isn't this true for you and for me? And yet those things that distract us, do they really compare to what Jesus did in his resurrection? Why do we allow our hearts to remain lifeless and defeated when it comes to pondering the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ? Turn from it. Brothers and sisters in Christ, yes, be sorrowful over your sins, but don't remain there. Look anew to what happened on this day for you. Just think of Friday. On Friday, it appeared to be all over. The Lord Jesus was beaten, whipped, spit upon, nailed to the cross, crown of thorns was driven into his head. It appeared to be all over. And then he breathed his final breath. He was dead. Not in a coma, not barely hanging on. He was truly dead, without life, no vital signs, nothing. It really appeared to be all over. And after he died on the cross, one of the soldiers drove a spear through his side as blood and water poured out. And later his lifeless body was taken down from the cross and placed in a tomb. It appeared to be over. And then a large stone was rolled in front of the tomb, and the women left early on Sunday morning from their homes to finish giving the Lord a proper burial. Even early Sunday morning, it appeared to be so over. The devil seemed to have won again. Death seemed to have snatched one more victim to its side again. It appeared to be so over. But brothers and sisters in Christ, it wasn't over at all. Easter morning changed everything, and it changed everything for you personally in your life. The stone was rolled away. The grave was empty. The angel announced, "You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here." It's the greatest comeback in all of history, and it's for you. Who is this win for? Who is this comeback for? Who's this victory for? It's for you. His victory over sin, and his victory over death, and his victory over the devil is for you. Believe it. Do you know what he promises you now because of his resurrection in your baptism? Jesus now says to you, when you realize how your heart has failed, how you let your heart be distracted by so many other things and other priorities, when you realize how your heart has become lifeless in regards to my resurrection, Jesus says, "I forgive you." He says, "Live out your baptism. Bring your sins to me because I have wonderful forgiveness for you and I never run out. I'll give you a new start." Do you see, you share in his victory over sin. And yet there's more. Also, Jesus now says to you, don't be afraid of death. You too will rise from the dead on the last day as I have. Death is not going to have the final word for you. You are going to get a brand new resurrected body. You share in his victory over death. And then there's more. Jesus also says to you, don't let the devil discourage you. I destroyed him. In me, you have courage and you have strength to face life's trials. I'm with you. Live in me. You share in his victory over the devil, who's always trying to discourage you. Friends in Christ, you share in this most amazing comeback over sin, death, and the devil. And therefore, do you know what the Lord Jesus does to your heart because of his resurrection from the dead? He's transforming it. As astonishment began to reside in the hearts of the women this morning, he's transforming your hearts and your heart itself from a heart that's distracted into a heart of astonishment and joy. He transforms it in the place where he promises to do it, in his word. So as you meditate, as you ponder on his word, he's transforming your heart. He transforms it as you eat and drink the body and blood of Christ in his supper. The hearts of the women who heard the good news, their hearts were beginning to be transformed into joy and astonishment. So let your hearts live in the joy of the resurrection today and every day. No matter the struggle, no matter the hardship, no matter the doubt, no matter the distractions, there is joy for your heart in the victory comeback of the resurrection of Jesus. Rejoice that Jesus rose from the dead for you. Rejoice that he loves you. Don't you see? We are in the stadium cheering. We're in the stadium cheering because the resurrected Christ, he is our victory, our comeback win. Everyone thought it was game over, that Jesus had no chance after the cross. And it looked like the devil, death, and sin won. But then comes the comeback, the victory for you. So friends in Christ, shout the victory chants with the crowd in the stadium. Christ is risen, and we respond together, He is risen indeed. Alleluia. One more time. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.